Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run.
Good morning, y'all.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House the day after Elvis Presley's 81st birthday. Right? It was yesterday, and he would have been 81.
There's still Elvis sightings, you know.
There's still Elvis sightings. And they look like the Elvis of, like, the 70s.
That's wrong with this
picture? That's what I can't figure out.
He stopped aging when he disappeared.
Hey, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're the Arizona's number one resource for answers to your questions about home improvement, home maintenance, and home remodeling. We invite you in this 9 o'clock hour to give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Give us a ring and let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And let us put our 40 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience to work for you. We've built and remodeled in Flagstaff, in Wickiup, in many, many locations around Maricopa County, as well as down in Tucson and up in the White Mountains. So there's hardly a place in the state you could live that we haven't operated in. Give us a ring and let us know what you're trying to tackle. We'll do all we can to put our experience and our network of screened contractors to work for you to solve whatever it is you're trying to work on. I have a little follow-up from last week. We had just returned from the coldest holiday vacation I'd ever taken in my life. And I've taken a few ski vacations that were cold, you know, to Telluride and Steamboat Springs and what's the little ski resort y'all like in Brian's Head Resort? And we had, remember all that big snow we had? We were skiing in 4 feet of powder that one morning. We lost your little brother.
I don't remember it being all that cold, though.
Well, you know, but it's you're high and it's cold, but it was nothing like our Christmas vacation this year to Duluth, Minnesota.
Nice vest, by the way.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I like this. Thank you.
From the Duluth Trading Company.
I got a nice birthday present from my parents, and they gave it to me and said it didn't have any tags on it because we got cold and had to wear it.
Yes. Yes, we had to put it on your mom one night. And it is the most wind-stopping material I've ever experienced in my life. The wind was so cold that we were trying to watch the fireworks show, but you had to face upwind. You had to face into the wind. You literally could only face that direction with your unprotected face for 30 or 40 seconds, and you had to turn around and rub your hands on your face. It was... So anyway, we got this email, which I thought was pretty funny. He says, look, I had one of those frozen moments. I tried to get on the show, but couldn't get in. The lines were all busy. 32 years ago in Sioux City, Iowa, on Christmas morning, I had planned to drive to my folks in Algona, 150 miles away. It had snowed and gone Arctic down to 25 below, about 45 below with wind chill. Wow.
What's significant about that? Is that the same winter storm that created the flood at Emerald Mile? That's about the same timeline.
Could be. It had gone Arctic. No cars were starting. My buddy had a new Buick, about 3 weeks old, and it wouldn't turn over to drive over to start my vehicle. We weren't smart enough to call AAA the night before to get on the list. I had to survive and just call home and missed out on Mom's Christmas handiwork. One columnist in the local paper, the Des Moines, Iowa newspaper, said it was so cold that dogs were spotted frozen to the fire hydrants with their legs still raised. Now that's cold.
That is cold.
That's cold.
I don't know.
These are the kind of fun emails we get all week long.
I don't know about that. If you're a dog, are you even... I don't know if it's physically possible for any living being to go outside of that kind of weather.
I can vouch for part of that story, unfortunately. I mean, as a young boy, when you go stand outside and take care of business, it freezes before it hits the ground.
Thanks for that information, Mike.
We could take your word on that. If you're not in the mood to experience the coldest holiday or share us your stories, listen, there's an event going down in Casa Grande today. If you're in Pinal County, it's the Casa Grande Home Show. It is at the Arizona Home Furnishing Outlets Mall right there, just a few minutes south of Casa Grande, right on Interstate 10. You can't miss it. There's no tickets necessary. The show is free. They have a great car show going out in the parking lot. It goes from 10 to 4 today and today only. As soon as I wrap up the broadcast, we have Noel down there with a Rosie on the House booth down there introducing the folks and the homeowners of Pinal County to our referral directory servicing that area. I'll be down there probably about 2 o'clock, 1:30, and spend the rest of the afternoon till 4 till it closes visiting the folks. So that's the Casa Grande Home Show at the American Home Furnishing Outlet Mall just south of Casa Grande on Interstate 10. You can't miss it. There will be food and beverages, vendors providing.
We have a lot of callers ready and waiting for you, but I just wanted to mention, you know, over the past couple of months, we've talked a lot about the idea of rain harvesting. And I think a lot of times people think we're crazy, but maybe after this season, they'll realize that there are really times when it really counts. Think about all the water that's washed down the streets this last. It was kind of heartbreaking. But if you're interested in figuring out how to rain harvest, the Watershed Management Group is putting on another 6-week series of rain harvesting. They change venues, and this time it's going to be at the Carrots Cafe and Juicery in Guadalupe. You would just go to watershedmanagement.org/hydrate. But some of the classes are hydrate your home and community, hydrate your plants, your yard, your food, your soils, and hydrate with gray water. So great use of time and energy to learn how to do that.
When is that, babe?
Beginning January 19th for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. And all 6 weeks is going to be held at that one place?
Yeah. You show up, you get to kind of network and visit a little bit, and then they have a little class and usually send home a little project with you.
Well, boy, we've got a lot going on around the state, of course, with the big game being played at University of Phoenix Stadium on Monday night. I'm curious for those of you that maybe watched the sunset last night. It had a red hue to it like I've never seen. Was that because the Crimson Tide had got in town or something?
I don't know.
I mean, it was as red as I've ever seen it in 50 years of watching Arizona sunset. It was one of the most beautiful. It was absolutely one of the top 3 or 4 sunsets I've ever seen. Absolutely beautiful.
Maybe so.
We do have a lot of callers. You can reach us at 1-888-767-4348, or you can text us at 411-923. Let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We'll see what we can do to help you out.
Who do you like, Alabama or Clemson?
That's a really hard one for me.
Because you know the truth, you just don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to Scott. He actually called an hour ago as we were getting
into our
Talking Trees segment with a question. So we'll bring him in and let's talk about your baseboards. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I had some mold in my baseboards, and out on the exterior wall where the mold occurred, there's a concrete slab next to a garage door. And what I suspect is happening is there's some water getting into the expansion crack in between the slab and the stem wall and is somehow getting inside the house. And what I'm wondering is if the best approach is to get that black filler material to my house is about 18 years old, so the stuff is mushroomed out of that expansion joint. And there's pretty much nothing in there right now. So I was going to put in some new expansion joint filler material, whatever you call that. The second option was to put in gutters on that side of the house because the ground stays wet for a long time after a rain, like up to a month after a rain. It'll remain sort of wet on that side of the house. So I'm just wondering, how to prevent this water from getting inside the house.
Okay. Well, does it puddle up against the foundation of the house when it does rain? I mean, do you have like a little negative drainage area where it comes in and sits there?
I believe so, because you can sort of see a water stain maybe a puddle on the concrete slab where the water tends to congregate, and that's right next to the house near this expansion joint.
Okay. Well, gutters are always a good idea to put on Arizona homes to divert the rainwater away from your foundation. So that would be a great starting point. The second thing I could recommend is let's take a look at the actual sidewalk itself and see if we can't make a small saw cut in there to allow drainage to get away from the foundation. The last thing you were talking about, one of the things you were talking about, is removing all that black expansion material between the slab and the foundation of the house. If you do that, then get to Cohill's or Marvell and pick up some cement foundation coating material. We like a product called ThoroSeal. And just paint it on the foundation underneath the stucco line as deep and far down into the below the slab as you can get. Let that dry. You can paint it then the color of the house. And then don't worry about reinstalling that felt expansion joint between the slab and the foundation. There's plenty of different types of expansive caulk that we can put in there, clean it up and finish it off real nice. Probably stop the water, the majority of the water, from dripping down below there as well. The foundation coating will stop the moisture from seeping through to your house. So you got like about four levels of a defense there. The gutters, redirect the drainage by saw cutting the slab. Let's remove the expansion joint and let's apply the foundation coating. Any one of those three things. As long as that mold is being fed water, you're never, ever going to get rid of it. We appreciate the call. Now, you say he called an hour ago. Did we keep him on hold for an hour?
We have a little better customer service than that. We got his number and said you'll be the first caller at 9 o'clock.
Thank goodness.
I called him back.
All right. Well, I hope that
helped. He had to wait an hour, but not on hold on this phone.
Nancy, Marcy, and Mike when we get back.